Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And again, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we start out the show tonight with I have no idea what. Let's see. I honestly, I've been in the studio all day swapping wires, plugging in new microphones and stuff. And
the new microphones are very nice. They're shiny.
I can see you better now.
Well, yeah, they don't. Can obscure our faces like the old ones did.
Right, right.
I like them very
much. You're actually a little more visible on the webcam now, as a matter of fact, as a result of that.
That makes the world a better place anyway.
I was driving myself mad over the weekend working on configuring all this, so I'm hoping everything is sounding good. I think it sounds good.
Nobody
so
cares
far.
About your little problems.
You know what was interesting? I put a little test up yesterday. I had a comparison between the new microphones we're using and the old microphones we've used for the last few years on the show. And I put it on our website, not on our website, I put it on the BBS, and I asked people, okay, play this little clip back and tell me what you think, which one sounds better. Now, one of the mics is a $100 mic, the other mic is a $500 mic.
Uh-huh.
And
you think there'd be some difference.
You'd think there'd be some difference, and to me there was difference, but I couldn't make a decision as to which one I liked the best. For various different reasons. And so I put it up there, and so, of course, the results were most people couldn't even tell the difference.
I couldn't.
Some people said they liked the old one better. Some people said they liked the... Now, I didn't tell them which one was old or new. I just said mic 1, mic 2. So some people said they liked mic 1. Some people said they liked mic 2. So I don't know. I don't know if I'm done configuring things. So if you don't like the way it sounds, well, let me know and I'll see if I can tweak it.
If you don't like the way it sounds, you're really picky because the average person cannot tell. And it's really a preference issue because...
In the chat room, one person says, it sounds just fine. Another person says, this sounds like S. Yeah, what can you do? How can you satisfy people? Well, normally I don't try to satisfy people. I just try to satisfy myself. And in this case, I'm satisfied for now.
Okay.
So we can do a show. Mark, what do you have tonight?
Well, I've got a from the New York Times. Apparently, Jamie Pacheco rolled out of bed at dawn last week to the blaring chorus of two alarms. Then Jamie, a 15-year-old high school freshman, smoothed his striped comforter, dumped two scoops of kibble in for the dogs out back, and strapped a GPS monitor to his belt. By 7:15, Jamie was in the passenger seat of his grandmother's sport utility vehicle, holding the little black monitor out the window for the satellite to register. A few miles down the road at Brian's Adams High School in East Dallas, he got out of the car and said goodbye to his grandmother and paused to press a button on the unit 3 times. A green light flashed, and Jamie headed for the cafeteria with plenty of time before the morning bell. It was not always like this. Jamie used to snooze until 2 p.m. before strolling into school. He fell so far behind that he was failing most of his classes, and school officials sent him to truancy court. Instead of juvenile detention, Jamie was selected by a judge to be enrolled in a pilot program at Brian Adams, in which chronically truant students are monitored electronically. Since Jamie started carrying the Global Positioning System unit on April the 1st, I guess that's for those of you who don't know what a GPS is.
Okay.
He has had perfect attendance. I'm just glad they didn't take him to jail, said Jamie's grandmother, Diana Mendez, who raised him. He's a good kid, and he's just on a crooked path. Educators are struggling to meet stricter state and federal mandates, including those of the No Child Left Behind Act, on attendance and graduation rates. The Dallas school system, which, like other districts, has found it difficult to manage the large numbers of truant students, is among the first in the nation to experiment with electronic monitoring. 10 years ago, the issue of truancy just slid by, said Jim Smlick, executive director of the National Dropout Prevention Center. Now the regulations are forcing them to adhere to the policies. Nearly one-third of American students drop out of school, and Dallas has the seventh worst graduation rate among large school districts, according to the study released in April by America's Promise Alliance. The former Secretary of State, Colin Powell, founded this, apparently. At Brian Adams, that's high school. 9 of the more than 300 students sent to truancy court this year are enrolled in the 6-week pilot program. The effort is financed by a $26,000 grant from Bruce Ledbetter, an equity investor who supports the program's goals. The bulk of the money pays the salary of a full-time case manager who monitors the students and works with parents and teachers. I can't do anything with them if they don't come to school, said Cynthia Goodsell, the principal at Bryan Adams. Kyle Ross, who runs the in-school suspension program at Bryan Adams, was skeptical of the electronic monitoring until he saw that it worked. We're always yearning for something tangible to use as tools to teach self-efficacy, said Mr. Ross. Everyone's so overwhelmed, we'll try anything. I'm not sure that this is a tool that actually teaches that.
Yeah, it seems like it teaches obedience.
Yeah, either way. Richard Pacetto, 18, has no relation to Jamie, said electronic monitoring had helped him get back on track last year, despite advice from his friends to just yank it off. It was easier to come to school each day, stay out of the streets, and be home every night, said Pacheco, a father of two young children and former gang leader. Now he's about to become the first male from his father's side of the family to graduate. They all dropped
out.
Or in jail, Mr. Pacheco said. Paul Pottinger, the chief executive of the company marketing the truancy monitoring system. Yeah, whoopee-doo. It's good that he would graduate high school. Graduating high school is good, but it's not going to keep you from going to prison. Does it show? No, it didn't. Does it show that he's on a better path? Sure. It's you know, one of the fruits of being on the better path. But the better path is the key. Paul Pottinger, the chief executive of the company marketing the truancy monitoring system, being tested in Dallas, said, "With location verification, they can't sneak through it. They can't game it like they can there. They can game their parents and game their teachers and game their friends across the state in Midland." County justice officials started using electronic ankle monitors last summer to track about 14 of the most chronically truant students. The officials hope to double that number of students monitored each year. Truancy experts say the results in Texas are promising. It's far better than locking a kid up, and it's cheaper, said Joanna Hebelbrunn, a senior researcher from the National Center for School Engagement. But the future of the Dallas program is uncertain. Mr. Pottinger's company, the Center for Criminal Justice Solutions, is seeking $365,000 from the county to expand the program beyond Bryan Adams, but the effort is met with political opposition after a state senator complained the ankle cuffs used in the earlier version were reminiscent of slave chains. Dave Lease, a spokesman for NovaTracker, which makes the system used in Dallas, said electronic monitoring did not have to be punitive. You can paint this thing as either Big Brother or as a device that connects you with a buddy who wants to keep you safe and help you graduate. Jamie said he did not mind carrying the tracker. I'm actually happy about it, and I get another chance to do my work and catch up. I never saw myself getting held back a grade. So I guess my question is government programs generally expand? Now, this one's just being tested, but... So it's being used on chronically truant students right now. And I guess mm-hmm. that whatever it takes to get kids to go to school, whether, that's fine with me. I think that they can learn different things in different ways, but I think that the kid needs to powerfully choose for himself what he's going to do with his life. And I get the impression that these kids are not powerfully choosing that. If you're sleeping till 2 in the afternoon, you're not making that kind of decision.
Okay.
But does this mean that if my kid misses one day out of school, you know, at some point in the future, one day out of school, GPS device, are they going to want to put this on everybody? Yes, because school systems want more stuff, more money, more bureaucrats.
So how often are they wearing these bracelets? Is it
daily?
It's every single day, even on weekends?
Well,
or
at this point, the kid just carries a GPS device, and it decides whether or not he's getting up and moving around at the right times.
And if he's not, then what happens?
I would assume telephone calls and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. I mean, there's a person monitoring.
Right.
And that person's getting paid reasonably well. It said that most of the money of the $26,000 was going to that person's pay. It's a six-week pilot program. That's not their annual salary. That's their six-week salary, somewhere in there. So let's say it's $20,000.
So if he's not up and about at the right time, then punishments will happen. I'm just thinking, would a private school go through these steps in order to get its kids to attend? I mean, if you're not attending the private school, you're just not getting your money's worth, and why would they care, right?
Well,
I mean,
but a parent could very well say, I've got a chronically truant student, child, and I want them to go to school. And some private school could come up with this as a solution to get them to go to school.
No, then it would be a voluntary choice.
Sure, it's not voluntary.
This one's not.
I understand. It's court mandated.
And
you could choose to go to homeschool.
We can find out here what happens when your kid doesn't go to school, but we've got calls on the line. We'll go to them coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that our founding fathers gave us a Republican form of government? Why is all you ever hear from our leaders is that we're a democracy? You can receive a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told the truth about why Russian communism seemingly has fallen? Why did our government let Mikhail Gorbachev come here? You can receive a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, including archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just go and download them free right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience, freetalklive.com. And do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. SACL knows that not only do you want your to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go to your phone calls. Ladies first, Karen in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hey.
And Mark.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
I am. I've been listening to your show for a couple weeks, and I keep hearing you talking about government employees. You're actually impersonating a government employee, and you come up with a nice southern accent, and I'm kind of wondering why that is. What's up with the thinking the government southern?
Well, I think that both of us are from Florida, and usually if we're imitating someone, we're either imitating somebody who's when it comes to bureaucrats, likely we're imitating somebody who's either mean or dumb. And sometimes mean and dumb. And
it just comes out southern?
It's what we know, darling.
If you've dealt with some of the sheriffs down south, you might get some of the impression that I come from. Certainly if you've dealt with prison guards. And, oftentimes your dealings there with somebody who's mean and dumb.
You were talking the other day about how negative force doesn't work, how a war rally brings more war, how a war on drugs bring more drug use. And Mother Teresa once said, I'm not going to go to a war rally, but invite me to a peace rally and I'll be there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to that. You guys do talk negative a lot. And I was wondering if you could tell me some positive stuff that you think about America as it is.
Well, I don't know what you mean by, when we talk negative, I'm not sure what that means, because normally when we're dealing with an issue, we always come up with some sort of a solution that usually involves something pretty positive. So I'm not sure what it is that we're negative about. I mean, what did you get the feeling
to
that
me,
we're negative
I'm
about?
Hearing you be negative on lawyers, negative on the law, negative on income tax.
It's hard to be positive about slavery, Karen. So, I'm not going to tell you anything good about slavery, which is what taxes are. And of course, the lawyers are the people that instituted the taxes in the first place, and all the laws that you mentioned.
Not all the lawyers, but some of the lawyers certainly did.
The ones in search of power. And we talked about lawyers the other week, and I pointed out that some of them are good people, but the majority I'm not too fond of. But the law in general. I think we discussed this over the weekend. I don't like government law, but I do like private law. I think private law is a fine thing, where if you've got your own business or your own property, you can set whatever rules you want to on your property, and voila, you have your own law. So does that answer your question, or does that address your issue?
No, I want to hear something, if you can think of something with the way that our government is working, if you can think of anything that's positive. I know, like, one thing is... The
positive about the federal government?
We won't be arrested for having a radio station like this.
Okay,
it might be a threat to come up with something, but...
So you want us to talk about all of the freedoms that the government hasn't infringed upon yet?
Exactly.
Okay, well, we can say pretty much what we want to say. I mean, within...
Most people can own a gun.
Certain parameters, yes. Most people
can
carry own guns.
Some places.
You have a right to some privacy, and
you have
we're
the right
relatively
to
free in comparison to some other countries.
Most religions, and you can practice most of those religions in most ways.
But if this was a show about us just sitting here talking about what's so great about this country, then it would be kind of dull, and we wouldn't really have much to talk about, which is why we open the phones and we let anybody call in. So I hope that helps you, Karen.
Well, a little bit.
Okay. Anything else
you
on your mind tonight?
Well, one thing about fair tax. Mark was saying that about the it doesn't bring in the repeal of the 16th Amendment.
Yes, that's correct.
If I'm understanding it correctly, it does. That's part of the partnership of the bill is to repeal the 16th Amendment.
We've exhaustively gone through this, and they would like to see the 16th Amendment repealed, but that is not the criteria for passing the bill. They want the fair tax, and they'll compromise in order to get it. And
I'll see that I don't agree with either. I'm a real supporter of a fair tax, but no, let's not double it, double trouble.
Because, you know, what happened with the income tax, as I understand it, and maybe my history's mistaken here, but they essentially passed it on the American people saying, don't worry about this income tax thing. We're only going to tax the people that make $14,000 a year or more. And at that time, you know, 1913, 14 grand a year was quite a bit. Well, now 14 grand a year is below the poverty level, and we all get taxed. And
yeah.
I think that
well, I agree. It's way got carried away, and it's not representative. And government, there's no checks and balances on how they spend the money.
Now they do whatever they want.
Yeah, but I think that that's a good alternative is the fair tax. If we can make it so that the 16th Amendment, we won't come back.
Yeah. Well, do you think the government's big enough, too big, or about the right size, or not big enough?
The government's way too big.
So what we need is, if we do get the fair tax, is we need not to give them 17 or 22 cents on every dollar, which is some phenomenal amount.
Oh, I think they proposed over 20 cents.
More like 5 cents.
23 cents, I think?
Yeah, something
more
like
5
cents.
So a lot
of that's embedded in the stuff we already buy, because there's already taxes in the stuff.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, you know, my biggest problem here is that, Karen, there are a lot of people that are spending a lot of time and a lot of money and effort on promoting this fair tax idea, and it doesn't do anything to reduce the size of the government. It doesn't do anything. It just rearranges the, you know, the configuration, the deck chairs of the Titanic, if you will. And so all this money and this effort spent promoting this idea, in my opinion, has been a waste. Thank you for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't want to get into a fair tax discussion that's going to go on and on. It's a tax. You want me to say something good about taxes now? No, I won't. I can't say anything good about taxes because it's confiscatory, it's stealing, it's theft. They're taking your money from you by threat of violence, by threat of force, and there's nothing good that one can possibly say about that.
I think one can have better and worse taxes, like one can have better and worse cancers.
Sure, lower taxes are better. Higher taxes are
more
worse.
Intrusive. The IRS requires you to fill out all these forms, put 40
I don't
hours
fill out
a week.
Any forms.
You don't, but they require you to do it.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. There is a requirement for you to do it.
I never agreed to that requirement.
So,
well, there's no requirement.
There you go. The IRS requires you to fill out that form, whether you choose to do it or not. That's mm-hmm. fine, and whether you'll face the consequences that they decide to, if they decide to bring them against you, that's fine too. But that's a requirement.
At least the fair tax.
They would require a sales tax at point of purchase.
Sure, they require
the black market people and the smugglers would, you know, try to go around that too.
So yeah, and thank goodness, because at least then it would only be the business owners that would be required to comply, whereas the income tax, anybody can just get around that. So the fair tax is actually more likely to result in me giving money to the federal government. If you don't pay the income tax, then the fair tax will result in you being taxed. That sucks. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heaitonline.com. That's HEAITONLINE.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken their photo and sent it to us, validated, which means they proved they listened to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. He is the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, Freedom Engineer. The anarcho-capitalist adventure series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com.
I haven't gotten all the way through it, but I hear it's a very good story.
Well, have you started it?
Yeah.
Well, then you would know if it was a very good story, right?
Well, people have gotten farther than
They're telling you things.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. All right, we go to your phone calls. Ted is on the line in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Ted.
That's Ted. Nice.
Ted, you okay, buddy? Ted's gone. Let's try Jonathan in Connecticut. Jonathan.
Hey, Johnson.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, actually, now I've got two things.
Okay.
Karen was calling before, and I just like how she called up to tell you guys how negative you were, and did so by using Mother Teresa as an example. I just thought that that was really interesting. I don't know. Ian, I'm sure you probably know a little bit about Mother Teresa.
She's kind of a weirdo. Wasn't she really into suffering?
Yeah, really, really into suffering. And it's funny because, you know, she always had a very positive attitude about it. I have a quote. She says, "The suffering of the poor is something very beautiful, and the world is being very much helped by the nobility of this example of misery and suffering." And apparently, one of the principles of her, you know, churches and sort of where she was supposedly helping the poor was that when people were suffering miserably, they would not give them strong painkillers because her philosophy, and another quote is that she says, the most beautiful gift for a person is that he can participate in the sufferings of Christ. And once she tried to comfort a screaming sufferer, saying, "You're suffering. That means Jesus is kissing you." And
wow.
So,
that
yeah,
is so crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
The idea, the suggestion there is that suffering brings you closer to God. Is that the idea?
But Ian, according to Karen, she was being positive. That's what you guys need to do. You need to filter.
Well,
you need to be more religious.
No,
you
she only
to
used
filter
she,
your
no,
entire
to be fair,
she just
Johnson,
used a quote.
She used one quote from Mother Teresa to back up her point about being positive. And to be fair, I like that particular quote. It's much better to be in favor of something than to be against the opposite thing, which is why it's better to be pro-liberty than it is to be anti-government. So I agree with that sentiment completely.
I agree, but I think you need to have a little reality and you need to have a little perspective. And that brings me to sort of my second point where I want to make fun of you. And I want to do this by telling the story to Mark, because I sort of called it when you brought up you started the show tonight by talking about your microphone.
Yes.
The new microphone you got. And what I found really interesting was you took the two microphones that are both very different, and you know, one of them's expensive and one of them is a little bit cheaper.
Uh-huh.
And you have them both running through a $500 voice processor. That's not exactly the best way to test the microphones. And the other thing that you did is you tested the microphones in a perfect radio voice, which is meant to get rid of all the differences between microphones. That's why radio people are trained to do that, so that it doesn't put any, you want to put as little stress on the microphones as possible so that they sound as high a quality as possible. So doing that, to test the microphones, you basically did everything you possibly could to make the microphones sound as much alike as possible and then said that there's no difference between them.
You're talking about the test that was on the BBS, right?
Yeah.
But that's the way Ian talks. Ian talks like that when we're off the air.
I know.
The only difference in Ian's speech off the air is sometimes he uses the F-bomb. And that's how he speaks.
Yeah, I mean, I know. You know, I don't know what Bob Garrett did to you, but I feel like, Ian, you went to some sort of, like a martial arts training camp for radio voices where you've been trained. Because now, I mean, it's like a permanent thing.
I don't know.
That's how radio guys are. They get their voice. And I remember Big Jim Davis, where we worked, he would laugh like, You know, that was his laugh. He was genuinely, when he was tickled, that's how he laughed. He didn't have a nervous Twitter like me. You know, he didn't have anything like that. That was his laugh.
So
you're
like
saying I sound too radio? Is that what you're saying?
I just think it's amusing that you sound radio off air, too. I mean,
do I
don't
sound radio off air?
Yes, you do. I think a lot of people wouldn't believe it. But
I'm not a puker. It's not like I puke.
Your same voice, you know, you had. It's like the whole AutoZone story, which I'm sure a lot of people haven't heard, you know. But you do enunciate every syllable on every word.
Well, when you train yourself to do that, I try to train myself not to use certain words and to talk in a certain manner. So, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be in radio, you should do that. But I do feel like if you're going to test your microphones and test your equipment before you discount the $400 difference between the microphones, you might want to put a little bit of, you know, just a little bit more stressful conditions in the microphone. Speak loudly, whisper.
Thanks for your help. I was speaking loudly, just so you know, Johnson. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. All right.
Why are we talking about these damn microphones?
I don't know. They're $500 microphones, and they're very special. And
I do like them. I remember we started out on these, and I'm very pleased with them. I like the way they look.
We're quickly rebuilding the original studio with the equipment that we
have. Please don't bring in any rats.
No, that's okay. No rats. We continue with your phone call, Shelly.
Saw one the size of Chihuahua there one time.
Shelly in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Shelly.
Yes, hi. How are you? This is Shelly from Connecticut.
Hello, Shelly. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, I received a phone number to call from a thing for Ron Paul.
Okay.
I was just wondering, it mentioned here, we were talking, they mentioned about something I've been seeing in our skies that I never knew. I heard you guys last week mention it. Is that really true about
what are you talking about?
The chemtrails?
No, we would never have mentioned that. We would never have mentioned that, because this isn't a conspiracy kook show, so we don't talk about that stuff, really.
I saw some fluffy little balls floating outside my house the other day.
You can bring that up if you want, and then we'll shoot you down and laugh and, you know, joke. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I like your equipment. I got a topic I want to bring up, but I want to make a comment. One of the impersonations I can hear in the bit of Bill Jefferson Clinton. What you, you guys did.
Oh, you, do you, you're saying you like the Bill Clinton impersonation?
That that's right. I'm loving going out here on the trail and following Hillary Clinton around. Because then the Democrat ladies are throwing their panties at me. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not too shabby.
What I want to bring up was last Saturday I saw another cult had begun in Stone City, New Mexico.
Strong City, New Mexico, yeah. Yes. They have stolen their children.
And I guess the guy was a formal Seventh-day Adventist.
I don't really recall. You're probably right about that because it sounds like you've got the story in front of you. But they have stolen their children from them, and I've been keeping an eye on their blog. They haven't updated it for over a week and a half. So as far as I know, there's nothing new to report.
I guess the leader got arrested, but I'm not for sure. I've
seen is this fresh news?
When I was changing channels, it said May 6th leader of Strong City arrested for...
Huh. Wow. Okay. I'll look into that, Dave. Thank you for the tip. Appreciate it, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We'll see what they arrested him for. Because this is the guy. Remember, there was the FLDS compound. They got raided. They had over 400 children stolen. A few weeks later, the Strong City place in New Mexico was raided. Well, I guess raided's not really the right term.
Didn't he lie in bed naked with a 15
with
or
virgins.
16, yeah, yeah. Like 15 or 16-year-old girl, yeah.
Yes, and both
I suspect that might be it.
Both he and the 16-year-old girl say that nothing inappropriate occurred.
Except that that's still lewd and lascivious.
Is it?
Yes.
What is lewd about being naked? Doesn't lewdness have something to do with sex?
Hey, look, I'm not...
Lusting? That sort of thing?
The one girl did say she was trying to have sex with him, so there was sex.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Sort of wrapped up in it.
She said he didn't want any of that.
Yeah, he wasn't going to do that.
And she claims that he didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see if the story is true from Dave, and we'll look into that, plus your calls as well. Tom in Florida's on the line. We'll take you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com and load up your cart full of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Get them all at store.freetalklive.com. Now, Dave had called in a moment ago from Athens, bringing up the latest that I had not heard about. On the Strong City case, which we talked about a couple weeks ago on the program, which involves three young people who are between the ages of 13 and 16. They were stolen from their home in Strong City, New Mexico, which is a... it's basically...
Kidnapped.
Yeah, they were stolen, kidnapped by the government people. And this is, you know, another one of those cults or religions. You said you don't want to use the term cult anymore, right, Mark?
I don't like it.
Religion. It's another religion, a sort of reclusive, secluded religion. And a bunch of people live on this facility, and they came in, and they took the kids away. And they said that the reason they were taking them is because of inappropriate contact, apparently, between the young people and Mr. Traviser. Michael Traviser is the name he goes by. His real name is Wayne Bent. And he's been released, by the way. This story was written just before his release, so it doesn't mention that, but he is out on bail. Judge reduced the amount of bond from $500,000 to $50,000, and he says here that when he was in jail, he had refused to eat or drink since his arrest. He claims to be the Messiah and is accused of touching three underage female followers, one of whom was 12 when they lay naked with him in 2006 and 2007.
Hey, everybody. The Messiah isn't going to be having sex with a bunch of virgins.
Well, he didn't have sex with them.
Oh, I wonder why they were in his bed in the first place.
He has acknowledged having sex with followers and lying naked with virgins, but denies any children or adults were molested. He has said the virgins asked for sex, and he refused. You know, there's actually a blog entry on their website about why they went and laid down with him. It was some sort of, like, being naked with God thing.
Yeah.
Like, some religious thing. It's not my belief system. It's probably not your belief system. And I don't see why it should be any of your business. If you don't like what he's doing, don't join his church.
It's pretty simple.
These kids weren't forced to be there, but he's being charged with, where is it? Oh, here we go. Three counts of criminal sexual contact of a minor and three counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So, do you think that any of these minors are actually bringing these charges?
No.
So how is it they're going to get a conviction if they're not going to testify? Presumably they wouldn't testify against this dude.
I don't know that that's presumable. People get scared. They may not testify vociferously, but they may feel obligated to go answer the questions of the court.
Some
people get the impression
they're intimidated
when they get a subpoena that you could die if you don't go and give that subpoena, show up for that subpoena.
Right, because it would be best if these three young ladies would not. Actually, it was two young ladies, one male. It would be best if they did not say anything. Best if they didn't
get
testify
lost
at all. So we'll see how this turns out. Hopefully, we'll
had
keep
a flat
up
tire on the way. Sorry.
Hopefully, we'll keep up to date with the story. And thanks to Dave in Ohio for alerting us to the latest here. So again, arrested, being charged with three counts that don't involve actual sex. But just because he did something differently than most people would do, he's being punished. And those young people were stolen from their home where they were very happy. I saw video footage of one of them leaving. The 16-year-old was leaving. She was giving people hugs when she left. You'd think if she wanted to get the hell out of there, she'd have booked it right into that police car.
No doubt.
Gotten out. So this whole thing is just an absolute tragedy. And it's yet another example of this government absolutely not respecting the freedom of religion in this country. It's not. They're not respecting any of that. The people in Texas, the FLDS, they've come under attack. These people in Strong City have come under attack. And it's easy for most Americans to just sit out there and watch Fox News or CNN and see these reports and say, those sick weirdos, they're getting what they deserve. How dare he lay down in a bed with three teenage girls? How dare he? Well, who cares? What's the big deal? I mean, look, just because you don't want to raise your kids that way doesn't mean that other people shouldn't be able to. Do you want to put every single person that's like this behind bars and then pay for that? Because you're going to pay for it. If this guy goes to jail for 10 years, that's coming out of your pocket. That's going to make you less wealthy. And it's not going to stop the other people in the world who haven't been caught from touching young people. It's not going to have any effect on them. So what is it that you're going to do? Are you going to just put everybody in jail for doing things you don't like? Smoking marijuana, laying down in bed with virgins, whatever it is you don't like, going to prostitutes, gambling, whatever the behavior is that you don't like. It's crazy to talk about putting all those people in jail if they aren't hurting anybody else. If the young people themselves aren't bringing the charges, there's no issue. Now, if this 13-year-old girl was to say, well, this guy touched me without my permission, and I want to do something about that. I want to bring some sort of a lawsuit. I want to get restitution. He's hurt me. He's harmed me. He's damaged me. Then you've got a case. Then you've got something to actually go on, because then you have a damaged party, someone who feels, whether they did or not actually get harmed, who feels as though they've been harmed. But in the case with Mr. Traviser, it's the state that's filing the charges. There is nobody that has brought the state brought this action upon Traviser. It's just the state has decided that what he's done is unacceptable, and he's going to be punished.
It seems like they're going to have. Well, I'm not sure he is. It seems like they're going to have some trouble enforcing this, because what are you talking about here? A guy who lay naked in a bed with a virgin who got into his bed in the hopes of sex and he turned her down?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like much of a crime here. I don't know.
Criminal sexual contact of a minor and three counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Both of those charges have to do with him not running his life by the way the majority of people in America might run theirs. And if you ask me, that's not what America was supposed to be about. It was supposed to be about respecting the choices of your neighbors, even if your neighbors do something different from what you would have them do. And that's going to happen. People will have different interests and different preferences, and they're going to make different choices. If we all made the same choices, things would be very interesting, would they? I mean, if everybody was the same and everybody thought the same way and had the exact same value sets and moral sets and... Well, what would be the... There would be no variety anymore. There would be no contrast.
Boring world.
Yeah. So that's not a road I want to go down. And I'm perfectly willing to let people like Michael Traviser lay in bed with virgins and do whatever it is that they do in their little religion. He's not hurting me. He's not molesting my kids. So who cares? Want to hear from you on this. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We go to your calls in the meantime. It's Tom in Florida.
You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. Tom,
hello.
In Florida. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
What's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I had a couple different things I want to talk about. Concerning what you're talking about now,
yeah.
There is a thing in under the Constitution, if that's what we're all under, called due process. And exactly what you were talking about. Due process means that, you know, you've committed, the only reason you could ever end up in a court, really, of what they call a true judicial proceeding or a court of law or court of public law, is if you've committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've ever seen that there's a term called corpus delicti. It means
yep.
the body of crime. And if you go into any state constitution in America, it all reads almost exactly the same. And it will define a crime. And a crime means that there is a damaged party, there's been damages, either financial or physical, and there also has to be what's known as intent. And so if you go into a real court, which we don't go into anymore apparently because they're all private law courts, you have the right to due process. And if you can establish that with the judge, you can then say, okay, I want to see the injured party. In other words, I get to confront my accuser.
By the Constitution, it does say that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And what are the damages? Well, if the state brings a case against you, you see what I'm saying, like if it's traffic violations or whatnot, it gets actually quite absurd if you can bring that up into court, because the cop who wrote you the ticket, or let's say in this case the state who's somehow standing up for these girls, the person is not actually there who was damaged. They're not even there actually even saying they were.
Well, there is no state.
The state doesn't exist. It's imaginary.
Well, there's no crime. In other words, at that point, in a real, true court, you would say, since there is no accuser, since there is no evidence of a complaint, there is no damage, there's no standing, and I think that this thing should be dismissed.
Yep, time to go home.
At that point.
Good one, Tom. I know you had something else to talk about. We'll hold you through to hour two. Hang on. 800-259-9231. And there are some really interesting questions that one can ask about courtroom proceedings. And he touched on one of them. You know, where is the accuser? Who was the damaged party? Where's the injury? And also, what about the conflict of interest? How about the fact that the state is bringing charges and the state is also the judge? Is there a problem there? Hour two's coming up. Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Why should we?